This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has launched its first online resource to keep track of gun violence in the state. CPR's Lauren Antonoff-Hart reports.
The website features an interactive dashboard with data related to firearm injuries and deaths in Colorado. It also provides information on Colorado gun laws, safe storage best practices, and other firearm-related topics. The resource bank was created by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment in conjunction with the Colorado School of Public Health. Officials hope it will provide valuable data and help to prevent firearm-related injury. I'm Lauren Antonoff-Hart, CPR News.
Convicted Aurora police officer Randy Rodema has filed an appeal in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Attorneys argue the indictment against Randy Rodema should have been dismissed due to defects and deficiencies. They also question if the district court or state attorney general acted outside their jurisdiction. Rodema was found guilty of negligent homicide and third-degree assault in Elijah McClain's death last October. He was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation in January. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. Postal Service is considering changes to the Grand Junction Post Office, including sending local mail to Denver for processing. Residents in western Colorado worry that could cause delays. Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines says her office is concerned about mail ballot processing.
If it's one day late, that ballot does not count. That vote does not count, so the voter loses their opportunity to vote.
The Postal Service says the changes won't involve any layoffs. They say the proposal is part of a broader modernization effort across the country. Western Colorado, the Front Range, Metro Denver all have a sunny Friday and a mostly sunny weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.